Leslie Marshall, when the truth matters. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
Beginning of that song, I do. I just like the. I like that. That's how I sound. I think to my husband when I'm complaining, like the teacher on Charlie Brown. Leslie Marshall here. Welcome or welcome back to the only true democracy in talk radio of for and by you, the people, live nationwide, streaming live at www.lesliemarshallshow.com. In this hour, a great buddy of mine, he has been kind enough to sit in for me as a talk host. He does a great job. He is a talk host, has his own talk show, and I'll tell you all about him a little bit later in this hour. But Mark Levine, my great buddy, a regular guest on the program, sits in for me, a great talk show host, and a really brilliant kind of guy. Hello, Mark. How are you, sweetheart?
Aw, compliments will get you everywhere, Leslie.
Hey, that's what I hear. Where's my check in the mail, sweetie?
we'll talk about that later.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I know there was an editorial in the New York Times, dated September 22nd, 2009, about the rights of corporations. And I know that the rights of corporations is definitely a question at the heart of one of the biggest Supreme Court cases this year. And the question is, what constitutional rights should corporations have? We always think of constitutional rights, for specific groups of people, blacks, gays, women, or individuals, right? You know, that prisoner, you know, that ex-con, that California woman. But we don't think of it in terms of companies or corporations. So talk to me about that. It is one of the biggest Supreme Court cases this year. And with your background, D.C. and the talk show host and the attorney, et cetera, I'll tell everybody about you when we have a little more time on the other side of this hour. Why is this such a big case? And in a sense, this would set quite a precedent depending on how the Supreme Court rules.
It's a very scary case. The name of the case is Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission, and it all comes out of a small nonprofit right-wing organization that wanted to basically take down Hillary Clinton. So they did this movie. Well, it's really not a movie. It's an hour-long advertisement of every negative thing you could possibly think about Hillary Clinton. Some true, some false, it doesn't matter. It's a political ad. So they tried to get the political ad on TV. None of the networks would run it as a movie because it wasn't a legitimate movie or news source or anything. It was just an attack ad. But they had corporate contributions. And since 1907, more than 100 years ago, Congress has barred corporations from contributing directly to federal campaigns. There are some indirect ways which we can talk about, but McCain-Feingold then shut the door even further for most of the indirect ways.
Hang on, Mark. I'm up against a break. That's why I didn't want to go too long with your introduction. I apologize I did. So hang on. We're going to come back. Mark's going to continue telling us about this huge Supreme Court case that is coming up. We want to hear from you. 888-6-LESLIE. 888-653-7543. Streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com.
Looking for a gift to show your conservative friends the light? Give them a free podcast of Leslie. They're available at www.lesliemarshallshow.com.
Welcome back to the only true democracy in talk radio of for and by you, the people, live nationwide, streaming live at www.lesliemarshallshow.com. The Supreme Court has a question that's at the heart of one of its biggest cases this year, Simple question, but the answer is not simple. What constitutional rights should corporations have? I ask you, America, what constitutional rights should corporations have? We're talking about it tonight with you at 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543, and also with my buddy Mark Levine. In addition to being a good friend of mine personally and professionally, he's a guest on this program regularly. He's hosted for me, and this is my baby, folks. I let somebody host it. I have huge, huge faith and belief in them. He is the host of his own show, however, out of the nation's beltway, WDC, Washington, D.C. His radio talk show is called The Inside Scoop, and he gives you that, serving up all the news the government does not want you to know. I love that. He's an ex-congressional attorney serving the Democrats on the Judiciary and Homeland Security committees, and not only able to understand and explain how Washington really works, he fought some of the great battles of the early Bush administration. Heard from his website, where he podcasts every day. Check it out, radioinsidescoop.com. We'll take your calls in just a moment. You're holding hang tight. You want to join us, pick up the phone and do so. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Mark, thanks for holding. Welcome back. We were talking about why this is such a big case and why it will be setting such a precedent, because it certainly is a question people don't ponder when they look at constitutional rights.
Well, I want people to understand the gravity of the situation, both the politics and the law. First, the politics, which is actually the more serious thing here. If you look at Barack Obama's presidential campaign, he raised more money than any politician in all of American history. He raised $750 million from a million different individuals, okay? Sounds like a pretty hefty sum. John McCain raised almost that amount for a total of $1.5 billion. Now look at a single corporation, Exxon, just this one corporation, made $42 billion in profits just last year. If Exxon were to devote a mere 5% of its profits, not its revenues, just its profits, 5% of its profits to influencing an American election, it would spend more than every other American combined in Republican, Democratic, Green Party, you name it. Exxon can spend more with 5% of its profits. Its power is far greater than you or me or Bill Gates. It is huge, and it would have the power to influence elections. That's what Republicans want. They want you and me out of it. They want corporations in control. So now to the question of the law. Congress has banned this for more than 100 years. You would think the Supreme Court would leave well enough alone. The Constitution says nothing about corporations. In fact, the Founding Fathers were very nervous of these large business entities, the same, frankly, that took us into a recession just a couple, we're living it now, and we had to bail them out. So they're very, very powerful. They have far more money than you and us, and it's been banned for 100 years. Well, now this tiny little group, that right-wing group, that wanted to run an anti-Hillary advertisement. It was against the McCain-Feingold laws because you can't have corporate giving, and so they're challenging before the United States Supreme Court. And the United States Supreme Court appears to be on their side by a 5-4 decision, of course, the 5 conservatives against the 4 decent justices. Now, they can rule narrowly or broadly. My hope is they'll rule narrowly. They'll find some loophole and let Citizens United win, because I think that's the best we can hope for. But they're looking at ruling broadly. They're looking at saying that corporations are people. They're citizens like you and me, which I guess means that they can vote, and I don't know, maybe we can put them in prison. I don't know how the United States Supreme Court can hold that they are citizens, but this all grows out of a case that goes back to 1886 that declared them persons, which is ridiculous, and now they're taking it to its logical conclusion where they can literally control our elections.
Absolutely scary. Also,
scary.
You know, I mean, sometimes when it's not broken, I mean, don't fix it. If this has been working for 100 years and the way you lay it out, Mark, is much easier than all the stuff I got to read through here. Even quite frankly, no offense to the New York Times, their editorial by one of their staff writers. But it is confusing to a lot of American people, you know, and some people might think, well, corporations should have blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no. I agree with you.
Here's the deal. The corporations are legal fictions. They don't exist except as a creature of law. So if people want to create corporations under New York law or California law or federal law, fine, but then allow them to be restricted. Congress creates corporations, and it restricts them. It says you can't contribute to political campaigns. The question is whether they have constitutional rights. As far as I'm concerned, a fiction has no rights. They're not citizens of the United States. Government creates them. Government can regulate them however they wish.
Let's take some calls, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Let's go to James in my hometown of Boston. Hi, James. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm great, Leslie. I actually am brand new to your show. I discovered you because this morning you started following me on Twitter.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, yes, and I see. I'm married. I'm just flirting with all the guys from my hometown. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Well, I've been. I run a blog called James the Hype, and you can follow me on Twitter at DJ White Hype.
Okay.
And I wrote my undergrad thesis on a very similar issue, actually, because I wrote it on copyright law. And copyright law is a situation where corporations have been eroding our rights as individuals for about 100 years through the courts, because they hire these big shot lawyers and they win in appeals courts, and that sets precedent. And then what happens is corporations gain more and more rights, and us as individuals, we lose them. So what I'd love to see is them go to jail as individuals if they want the rights as individuals, and then maybe we can send them all to jail.
I like that. Mark, what do you say to that?
Well, that's part of the problem. It's corporations want all the benefits and none of the costs. You can't put a corporation in jail. They live forever, so they never pay estate taxes the way individuals do. They can accumulate far more billions of dollars than any human being can. They shouldn't have a right to vote. Let's face it, they're not people. And the Constitution protects people. They are legal fictions. And the caller was talking about big shot lawyers. They got the biggest shot lawyer of them all, Ted Olson, the same guy that helped Bush steal the election back in 2000, is representing them now. It's a very scary case.
Go ahead, James.
What happens is that because these, you know, cases get won, and they're small cases, and then what happens is that they set these precedents, and then the next time a big case comes around, there's all these precedents that are out there, all these court cases that can be referenced, and the Supreme Court, which, by the way, doesn't really understand technology, so they don't really understand that corporations now have the power to do things that they wouldn't have been able to do. I mean, making movies on their own, publishing them on the websites, this stuff is all new to them. They don't really understand it. Congress has been passing laws that govern these types of things without really understanding the technology that's new, without really understanding the full effect of what they're doing.
James,
and as a result, individuals like us, we lose.
I'll tell you, I think they do understand. I don't think they're as naive as you might think. The five conservative justices have all been about promoting businesses and promoting corporations at the expense of individuals for decades. The case they're thinking of overturning, a case called Austin, in fact, that upheld restrictions like that in McCain-Feingold, Austin v. Michigan Chamber of Commerce, 1990, They want to overturn something that's less than 20 years old that makes clear that you can regulate political contributions. I think they know that Barack Obama and the Democrats helps individuals, but corporations, well, they help big business. And if they can help big business at the expense of individuals, they will. I wish they were as naive as you think, James, but I don't think so.
Well, that's probably true, too. I mean, when you look at the sheer amount of lobbying money, I mean, wasn't that the blog on Huffington Post today that talked about the fact that the GOP wants to stop discussion on the health care bill for 72 hours so that their lobbyists can read the bill, so that the lobbyists, the people who make the campaign contributions, can let them know how to vote and what to discuss and what to adopt and what to shoot down. It's preposterous.
Exactly. And I want to make a distinction between individuals and corporations. If individuals band together in a political action committee, and I don't care whether it's the left or the right, whether it's pro-choice or the NRA, or even, you know, the horrific fundamentalist Christian so-called family organizations, if they're individuals joining in, then they have a clear constitutional right to petition their government. That's part of the...
But Mark, what about like a nonprofit, which is not a corporation? It is a group of individuals. But, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, many of them, let's talk about, like, you know, I don't know, you know, Christians for Life or something like that. They're not a corporation because they're tax exempt as a...
Right. Well, right, that's right. And I don't think a tax-exempt organization should be allowed to contribute, and Congress has said they can't. But if you have an organization like a lobbying organization where individuals, not corporations, contribute, and the NRA is a classic example, okay? And I don't like the NRA, but I recognize that it doesn't take money from corporations. It takes money from Americans who love their guns, and they're not tax exempt, and they can spend that money on politicians. That's just the way of the world. What scares me is not people contributing to the NRA. What scares me is one corporation like Exxon controlling everything. Imagine if these healthcare corporations, with their billions of profits, could flood every single member of Congress's box with donations. There would never be healthcare reform.
All right. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Call me again, homeboy, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a great night. Mark, hang tight, baby. And callers, we're coming to you as well. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be back with my buddy, my guest, talk show host extraordinaire, attorney, and just a really smart guy who can tell you and cut through a lot of the crap coming out of the nation's beltway. Mark Levine. I'm Leslie Marshall. Check out my website during the break, www.lesliemarshallshow.com. We'll be back taking your calls at 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543 right after this.
Leslie Marshall, real people, real life, real talk. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
Levine's website, where he podcasts a great talk show daily out of our nation's capital, telling you all the stuff that the Washington insiders don't want you to know. My buddy Mark Levine joins us talking about a New York Times editorial, The Rights of Corporations, discussing the question at the heart of one of the biggest support cases, Supreme Court cases this year, and that is what constitutional rights should corporations have? Let's take some more calls. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We go to the island of Hawaii. Daily Dave joins us. Aloha, Dave.
Aloha, Leslie.
Hey.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Can I follow you on Twitter?
Me?
I don't have Twitter. Am I the only one left in the universe that doesn't Twitter?
I'm amazed. I'm before you. I'm usually the last person in the world to have anything.
You can follow my website. You can get my podcast. But no, I don't Twitter. I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
most of what I have to say takes more than 160 characters. I don't know.
Leslie was suggesting basically every night that we could follow her on Twitter because she has some kind of competition going on, and I thought for sure that you were the one.
No, he's not.
No, I don't Twitter. I like I said, I'm too long-winded for Twitter.
Okay. This reminds me, I don't know if you recall, a Supreme Court case that came up 3 or 4 years ago against Nike Corporation, you know, the sneaker maker.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their, somebody in like Seattle or Northern California confronted them about the fact that they were making sweatshop shoes. And Nike came out with a public relations sort of release that said, no, we don't make sweatshop shoes. And in fact, actually, they were. And so this fella in Oregon actually sued them and said that, you know, that their public release was a lie. And Nike countersued by saying, we have freedom of speech as, you know, we can say anything we want, whether it's a lie or not, because we have freedom of speech. And they actually referred to the court case that James referred to a moment ago, that I didn't think it was back in 1886, but 1912 or something like that, where there was a footnote inserted into a Supreme Court case that did suggest that corporations had freedom of speech. Dave,
let me take it one step further. By the way, the concept of whether corporations have freedom of speech and First Amendment rights has been hotly debated for, as you say, for a century or more. And it's clear they don't have the same rights we do, but it's not clear what rights they do have. And just last week, in fact, I think it was this week, Senator Kyle of Arizona was arguing in the healthcare debate about something called Medicare Advantage. Basically, Medicare Advantage was a Bush plan to give tons of extra money to insurance companies, which they liked very much, to provide the same Medicare that the government does without the extra money. Uh-huh. So they're enjoying gobbling up the funds, and Obama and the Democrats want to end this advantage for corporations over Medicare to deliver the same treatment. So the Medicare Advantage companies have a contract with the government that they can't lie to the beneficiaries. But notwithstanding that contract, they sent out a notice, Umana actually is the company that did it, to its beneficiaries saying, if Congress does this, your benefits will be cut. Well, that's impossible because, like I said, Medicare provides the same benefits without this advantage. And so they lie to the consumer. Here's why I'm arguing this thing. Kyle said that corporations have a First Amendment right to lie. They can mislead their anyone that they want because they're corporations and they have freedom of speech, even though they contract with the government not to lie.
Well, wait a minute. The First Amendment, and you know this even better than I do, Mark, from your position, attorney-wise, That is not what the First Amendment states.
Well, no, it doesn't.
As ludicrous as Judith Miller yesterday saying insurance companies can lie about health care reform, they're covered by the First Amendment. Hogwash.
Well, that's what Senator Kyle said. I don't think that's true at all. The thing about the First Amendment, it doesn't protect libel or slander, but they weren't really libeling or slandering anybody. They weren't, making up a lie about an individual. They're making up a lie about the government. People do that all the time in politics, but they had a contractual obligation with Congress that they wouldn't lie about it, and now they're saying, well, the Constitution trumps our contract. We get to take your money, Congress, but we don't have to obey the contract. And Senator Kyle made that argument with a straight face just this week. So, Dave, you can see it still goes on today.
The issue is that it's not a matter of freedom of speech. Is that they have a monetary ability to buy advertising.
Exactly.
Leslie can stand at the top of the Empire State Building and get Marky Mark as her little bullhorn, and she can shout to the top of the
lawn. Have you ever seen Marky Mark? He ain't no little bullhorn. He's a very tall, muscular man. He's a big man.
Right. Okay. But it doesn't matter if no one's listening. So once you have access to the media, that which is acquired through monies, that monies and advertising hours are not necessarily a freedom of speech issue. It's just that you happen to have access to the media because of these trillions of dollars that you have to spend. And that's a big difference. Like my calling Leslie right now and talking to you, Mark, is different than buying 100 hours on my local radio station.
Hell yeah.
To promote my view.
Here's the point. If money is speech, since corporations have far more money than any of us, they would have far more speech than any of us.
I like the idea of people. I like the idea of people paying when they call. That'd be lovely. Where can
we
start
that?
I
wouldn't call anymore, okay, dear?
Oh, come on. I can dream, can't I?
Okay, well, I'll give you $1.
All right, Daly. Thank you. Anything else, love?
No, I just think you guys are doing a great job. And this is, as you mentioned, this is a serious issue. It's not academic, and it's not this, some effervescent kind of concept. This is actually something that's going to affect all of us every day from here on out.
And I agree. Very good. And very good point, Dave.
I'm
very
glad
good
you
point.
Covered it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Nancy next. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for joining us. Oh, Nancy, hang on, sweetie. I'm not going to have time for you there. Mark, you know what? We're out of time. Should we keep him a bit? Or no, we've got so much to do. We'll have him on again. Mark, again, is the host of the Washington, D.C. radio talk show, The Inside Scoop, serving up all the news the government does not want you to know. An ex-congressional attorney himself, serving the Democrats on the Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees. Mark's not only able to understand and explain how Washington really works, he fought some of the great battles in the early Bush administration. Remember him, president for 8 years? Daddy was president, too. Anyway, Mark Levine, my buddy, radioinsidescoop.com. Please check it out. Listen to him. If you like me, you'll love him as well. He sits in for me. He's a good friend. Mark, you know I love you. Mwah. Thank you for being with me tonight. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Right Wing Wacko coming up, and your calls after this.